that tastes like the best podcast in the world. Hello, boys. Welcome to Long Live the Trade with Richie and the Captain.
We're here to showcase the blue-collar working hands across this country. Blue-collar badasses, the job sites they work on, and what they do each and every day. This is the Captain. We're fired up to have you.
Let's ride. All right, boys. For the ones of y'all who's been following me knows I've been talking about doing a podcast forever. So the captain here has finally decided to drag me 5 hours from the damn house. Which it was a pretty good ride, but Hallie slept the whole way. Pretty boring.
So it turns out you got to have a commercial song. So as we sit here, the reason we came down here, we're sitting in Lil Boosie's studio.
I'm gonna sing "Set It Off" for us over with.
We got Richie ready to wipe me down, and sitting here in Baton Rouge. So that's our little western jingle. Because turns out you just can't use any song out there. The song Nazis are gonna come after us if we play anything else. So.
That song makes me want to eat a cactus and ride a few horses. I ain't kidding you.
That's right. That's right. So, today we're going to kick it off with the first episode. I want to get into Richie, the story, where he came from, what he does on the day-to-day. I know we got a lot of his followers out there. Watch him, shredding the trees, deleting the trees.
Deleting them from the planet.
We
don't even replant them. Fuck them trees.
So we're going to get a little bit more on Richie. We're going to find out the story. So, the captain here, and we got with that being said, we got two things we need y'all to do out there. First off, you need to hit that subscribe button for us, right?
Yeah,
right? So you get the next one. And then, let's hear it in the comments, what do y'all want to hear about? Yeah. Ask us the questions.
Yeah. I got my YouTube video. I'm going to go down through here in a minute.
Yeah.
My last YouTube video, which I think we're going to post this on my YouTube channel too. So I see y'all's comments. Before we leave out of here, I'm going to go down through there and I'm going to answer all y'all's questions. That'll be a thing we'll do too. So if y'all want anything answered, y'all just comment it down.
So we're recording this one live. So the question of the day here is, did Richie press the record button?
Fuck, I hope so.
So let us know. That's what the comments are for. We're going to do a giveaway at the end. But did Richie press the record button?
No, I see that son of a bitch blanking over. Hey, I didn't mess up that bad. I'm going to be pissed. We'd have been sitting there 20 minutes.
I don't see any red lights anywhere.
No, hell no. So. It's blanking. Cut the lights off. Look across it.
I don't see any red lights. So it's a coin toss at this point.
We're just going to keep talking, but we got a phone rolling over, I think. Did you hit record on the phone?
That's another question. So I doubt we went 2 for 2 there, so let's hope we at least got the microphones.
One of them got to be recorded. Oh. Hey, he just cut the lights off.
There's the red.
Where's the bush light
There's
at?
There's the red. Bush light's coming out.
Make them bush light blue.
Bush light blue.
he's messing with the lights. Y'all can't see it through my voice, but. Yeah.
So I'm going to kick us off today with the first episode, introduce the none other than Mr. Richie himself. For those living in a shack in the woods, that's a shack that doesn't have TikTok. This is Richie Austin, Austin Richardson.
Yeah. Even in high school, people call me Richie, so that shit's always just stuck. Okay. Even my damn teachers.
So we got Richie. Also known as Richie Fitness, and even recently, some may call Crescent Wrench.
Man, we ain't talking about the damn Crescent Wrench on it.
We'll cut that. I had to throw it out.
We can leave it in there. Hey, it's more adjustable wrench to y'all.
Just kidding. Somebody paid me to say that.
They pay me shit.
So you can find Richie on Instagram, TikTok, and even at RichieNation.com. So if you're one of those out there deleting trees from this planet...
Got a lot of stuff that y'all would want to put on your bodies.
That's it. Check out those hoodies. It's a bad day to be a tree.
Every damn day.
Every damn day.
When my feet hit the ground, it's a bad day.
So first off, Richie, walk me through, you know, where you got started, how you got into what you're doing today, and really just where you came from.
All right. Well, I'm from a lot of y'all know that I'm from Mississippi. All right. Nanawea. And I know y'all don't know what the hell that is or where it is. It's a little bitty town, about 200 people in it. But that's where I lived all my life. Never moved or nothing like that. In high school, you know, I played football and baseball. In the summer times, I was always working. My first job ever, hung sheetrock with my grandpa. He's about 60 years old, but I ain't never mind. He's about the stoutest 60-year-old I ever seen in my damn life. You talking about throw some 12-foot sheetrock over your head? I don't know how he does it. Well, that shit was not for me. And then after that, let's see, what did I do? I worked at Lowe's for a long time. That shit sucked.
What department?
Lumber.
Lumber.
You know, lumber. It wouldn't be nothing else. Forklift certified, if y'all didn't know.
Oh.
I probably got to get it renewed. I'm heavy equipment certified now. Yeah, I did that, and I graduated, and I went to Lowe's. Right after I graduated, I went to started working on a land rig. I worked out there for not long, 3 months. Ended up breaking my damn leg. I need to tell y'all a story on that. Any of y'all that know Oilfield, we was doing a rig move, all right? I'm trying to think of what the bones was called. Tibia, fibula, or tibula, fibula, or some shit. It's in my leg.
Femur?
No, that's the one below it. These two. From your knee to your ankle. I think it's a tibula or something.
We got any doctors out there that can comment what that bone's called?
Well, I think it's in two pieces now, is all that matters. It's got a rod in it. Anyway, it was rig moving, and we had one of them big-ass forklifts. And any of y'all know what a vibrator hose is? It's heavy as shit. And one of the roustabouts, you know, you got the damn, you know, like the carabiners that make shit not break off that you're supposed to put on it? It was not put on it. And it was just tied, just a little rope tied around it. The ropes with the two little loops on the end. And he had it just slid on the forks. All right, so when I was in the wrong spot at the wrong time, apparently. The guy on the forklift, he tilted the forks down just a little bit. And all the way to that damn vibrator hose slid off. That damn thing caught me in my leg, snapped it into pieces. I laid there. In the oil field, if you get hurt or anything, the safety guy's got to come out there before you can do anything. So I'm just laying in the damn shack with my leg in two different spots. I went to pick it up, and it just flopped. All right, it wasn't on my skin holding on. Damn, yeah, it was bad news. Finally got to the damn hospital. I got rods put in there. They're still in there. But yeah, I figured out that wasn't for me. I was down for about 7-8 months. I didn't do nothing. I was a freeloader. Hallie hated me then that time. She said I bombed off over the whole time, which I really did. And then after that, Wade, who I work for now, he picked me up. I've always known him. We went to the same high school, my boss. We got out there. I didn't know a whole lot of shit. He did a bunch of tree work. We did bush hogging, all right-of-way work. We do some land clearing. We're a bunch of different contracts with a bunch of different power companies. But he's taught me a shit ton about all that stuff. I didn't know much. And he always, I was always one of them that, you know, they didn't have to tell me to get on a piece of equipment. I wanted to get on it. And a lot of people ask me, like, running equipment. I don't care how many schools or classes you go to. Until you get in that seat and get in a bunch of different situations, you're not going to know how to run that equipment. That's just a learning experience. So you can take all the school and classes you want to. It ain't going to help shit. They can tell you all kinds. They can tell you a million different things about the equipment. Get in there and feel it.
Well, that's good because, listen, I know we got a lot of young bucks out there. And there's, you know, one of the things that we'll hit pretty good here is, you know, not only how to get started out in the trades, but there's everybody, you know, is talking about a skilled trade shortage, you know, the blue collar demand, you know, that's a big piece of it. I mean, you've got all these companies that are trying to get training out using technology.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't, you know, there's a reason it hadn't been figured out before. And I think that, you know, what you're saying is part of it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to get in the action, and but for those young bucks out there, walk me through kind of like a typical day for you. You know, what kind of machinery? Well, first off, what time are you waking up in the morning? Right?
I get up about 5, about like any other blue collar job. Yep. You got to be up before the sun is. That's just how it is.
Yep.
If the sun's come up, your day's gone. especially during the week. Now, I will sleep in on the weekends. Don't hold me to it. But now we get up, man, I love working. And another thing is all about the crew and who you're working with. In a blue-collar job, if you are working with a bunch of assholes, and you don't wear your feelings on your sleeve either. That's the number one thing, because in blue-collar, you're going to get dicked on. I don't care. But, no, the crew I work with, we all get along. It's been a great experience for me. I've been with them, been with Wave for about two and a half years. You know, I'd do anything for any of them. They'd do anything for me. That's part of it. But here recently, we've been doing a bunch of kind of reverting to. I used to, like in the summertime, I did a bunch of trimming on power lines. We've kind of stepped away from that. We're doing a lot more like right-of-way clearing work where they're going to put power lines and stuff in. So we'll come through there, and there'll be some big-ass trees we got to take down. And you go outside and look through the woods. That's what we're taking down pretty much. I mean, and they'll come through, they'll put the power lines in there. So that's kind of where we're sitting at right now. And another thing, we was talking about equipment a minute ago. Hey, you go find a 40-year-old that's been on a piece of equipment for 20 years, and he will walk the dog all over that damn guy that just graduated school for 5 years. I guarantee you every damn time. It's all about seat time.
That's it. So what type of, I know you run a CWI most of the time.
Yeah, the CMI.
CMI. Yeah.
We got a, right now I've been in a CMI a good bit, man. We got a shit ton of equipment. The only thing I ain't never really run is a dozer. And we just bought one of them. So I done told Wade I'll be in that son of a bitch. I'm going to break it in. As soon as we got that CMI, I stuck it back to the frame. But it's broke in.
But for a CMI, because I mean, I've seen the CMIs. Honestly, I never even knew they were called CMIs. Mm-hmm. But those are some badass.
Dude, that's about I've run Kubota. I've run a Rayco. That CMI is bad. We got a Barco 930B. It's a damn man of a mulcher. I mean, but it's in kind of a different category. I'm talking about it's a big son of a bitch. Y'all seen it in my videos, but.
And for those that haven't, I mean, CMI is, I mean, you know, a mulcher. Think of a bobcat, juiced up bobcat.
Juiced the hell up. CMI, from what I understand, their heads are patented. They're the only ones with the type of heads they run. And if y'all have ever been on a mulcher, the build-up power, y'all know like a regular skid steer, you'll set it down, it takes a minute to spool back up. This son of a bitch does not. I'm telling you, the build-up power on it, it's insane.
So what's the biggest size tree that you can delete?
It don't matter. It just takes longer. I'll get anything down. It's just time.
That's all it takes is time.
It don't make a damn to me. It just depends on how many times I want to stick that head in it.
Man. Yeah, I've seen, I'm sure a lot of seen the videos out there. I mean, that is... Things badass.
Well, we do it smart now. Y'all don't think I go cutting down fucking 70-year-old pines with it. I mean, we do it smart. If it's real big, it's just easier to just get a saw, put your bed in it and lay it down. But that thing, it's capable. It'll cut some shit.
What's your go-to saw?
Steel. We just bought a 661. It's a big summer. Damn. It's bigger than me. Sounds like a fucking two-stroke dirt bike on damn Adderall or something.
Jeez, 661.
It's humongous. We had to cut three big ass trees and Wade the other day. We just got it the other day. We had to cut it was four big old trees. Wade disappeared for about 10 minutes. He done went and bought a whole another damn saw. We probably could have got through it with the 500i, but Wade we gonna have the best.
And for those out there that think that's one of those steels you can pick up at the Home Depot.
Oh no. This song,
I'm looking at this bad boy. This thing is.
This son of a bitch was
$1,600.
Yeah, yeah. This son of a bitch. They had. It wasn't no nails holding this son of a bitch on the wall. It was sitting on fucking rafters. I ain't shitting it. But it's bad, dude. And I'll tell you what. Another thing is what I like out there so much is Wade, your foreman or whoever's in charge of you, if they will get down and do the work themselves, it will make the hands that are under them. A whole lot more enthused to work. I don't care. If you got a boss man or a foreman that just sits around and gives out orders, don't nobody want to work for nobody like that. At least I don't. And that's what I like about mine so much. I mean, he's going to get down. He ain't going to tell you to do something he ain't going to do.
Yeah, it goes a long way.
Absolutely.
So I guess with, what would, I mean, back, still with the Young Bucks, for the guys out there, and I know that there's a lot of them because I see them in the comments. I mean, they want to shred trees. They want to help delete trees from the planet. What's your advice on how to? What's the first step, right?
Man, I guess you got to find. I got lucky, really, truly. I wouldn't know really if I didn't know Wade or any of them folks that work out there. I wouldn't have known where to look myself.
Yeah.
So I just kind of got lucky. I really don't know.
So we got the CMI. I've also seen the giraffe, which I thought you were talking about.
Fun,
you,
boy.
First time I heard you, I thought you were at the zoo. what is that? Because I've seen them on the side of the road.
Yeah, it's like it's a fucking chainsaw on wheels, pretty much, with a big old arm on it. Not really. They know what it is.
Well, it's like a. It's more of a.
That's probably
like
that's,
a man lift. Boomed out with a 40-inch chop saw on the end of it.
Yeah, pretty much. So somebody said something the other day, asked me what size skill saw it come off of. I said something didn't come off no skill saw. Anyway, that's probably the hardest piece of equipment out there. I think me and Wade's about the only one that can run one. Willie, another guy that works with us, he's pretty good on one. But it took me a while to figure out how to run it. Anybody that's ever run one can tell you. And it's not the controlling it. Like, the getting around is the easy part. That boom, man, when it's stretched out, and it's hard to control that son of a bitch. It's going to shake. I don't care. But that's probably my funnest. That, if I could get in one of them every day, I would. But, you know, we got different jobs. It costs for different equipment, so I'm all over the place.
Yeah, so we're, I'm speaking of traveling, you know, a big part of the work, you know, skilled trades is not down the street, right? What's the
that's where that Boom Nation app comes in so handy. You can find anything on it, man.
Yep. You know, I mean, listen, there's people that think that they're going to go find that job right down the road. Mm-hmm. It's you're fooling yourself.
Well, that's like me, man. I got lucky, like I said, I was close to the house, but 90% of the time you're gonna have to go out away from the house to find something like that.
Yep.
And that's just all. I mean, it just depends on if you want to work away from the house or what. Personally, I don't like it. That's what I didn't like much about the oil field. But a lot of folks, man, a lot of folks love that traveling, working away, and staying gone.
Traveling's a big part of it, right?
It is, man. That's where your money is too.
For the young guys that are out there looking to get started, I mean,
it's time to do it. No family.
The opportunities are a lot more out there when you want to hit the road.
Yep.
And when you hit it, you know, and you go and chase some per diem, that's where you put some money in the bank there.
Man, a lot of folks, you're going to make them much a day in just per diem, but a lot of folks are going to make working 10 hours.
Yep.
I mean, the money's there, boys. If you want to, sometimes you just got to get in that damn vehicle and leave the house.
That's it.
I don't want to, but I will. I have.
So long live the trades. Special shout out to... sponsor Boom Nation, built for the skilled trades. Richie calls it, what do you call
it?
Blue Collar Twitter. So check it out on the App Store, Android, iOS. See what other people are doing, what other people are working on, and find you some pay, find you some per diem, and get started on the trades.
Yep. What is that, the yellow one? What's y'all's best flavor monster? I'm going to go ahead and tell you mine is the damn blue mango one.
Speaking of monster, we're... accepting sponsorships, Monster.
Yeah.
If you want to send Richie and I, we do a case of rehab and a case of what?
I better send about two or three. I go through that shit in about a day.
I mean a pallet. Yeah, Let's do a pallet. We'll do a pallet. I heard that's what they send. I heard they send pallets. When they sponsor, they send a whole
back
pallet.
Up. We'll make a bay. Just back a whole damn truck up in there.
So if somebody knows somebody at Monster, give us a shout.
Send it to them.
We're going to bring it through the back door here at Boosie's recording studio. I don't think we're going to have to worry about Boosie drinking it.
He probably drank some lean or something.
I can only imagine. It's not. It's probably it ain't monster. It ain't monster.
Did you see this damn picture I sent? Did you see that phone camera? This thing ain't. That's a magazine cover if I ever fucking seen one.
I like it.
Put that
like
shit
it.
On Vogue.
Vogue. Yeah. Got a entry for you for. the February edition of Vogue U.
Go to Richie Fitness. It's the last picture I posted. Swipe right one time. I want that black and white son of a bitch black all over white, the front page.
Black and white. That artistic filter.
Yes, sir. You can touch it up a little bit if you got to, but I don't need much touching up.
Yeah, that's you got American flag in there.
Yep.
Y'all go check it out. All right, so we're going to do our first giveaway on our first episode. So, got two of them. So we're going to give away two Yeti 65 Boom Nation coolers.
Yeah, they look good too.
So Richie, what's the rules?
All right, we'll just do this one on YouTube. If you're listening to it on YouTube, if you're listening to it on Spotify, go over to YouTube. We'll do the best comment, most liked comment.
But you got to be subscribed.
You got to be subscribed.
So do the best comment.
Best comment in here. And then we'll say on the Boom Nation app, if you'll go to my Instagram, I got it linked in there. Or you can just get it straight from the app store. As long as you're on there. I don't care how you get on there. We'll do the same day this video drops, or maybe the day after, give them time.
We'll give them a couple of days. So we'll say
Put it in the description, the date.
Yeah, by Friday. So by Friday... Right. We're going to do the best job site pick. So wherever you're working, I don't care if you're sweeping floors.
Fucking greasing a machine, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Let's see what you're doing.
Yeah, we'll pick. And we've already had two winners from that. So we're sending them out. And these folks are excited to get it. I know a lot of folks, you got to do it to win it, though.
Yeah, we had Blake. Blake 2 weeks ago won it. Works offshore, and he told me he had never won anything like that before, so it was fired up. So,
yeah. Everybody likes free stuff. Just get on there and post. Ain't a rat.
We're just trying to help out and help get the word out. So, that'll go live as soon as this episode drops. So make sure you subscribe, and shit, hit that share button too. Yeah. Send it to the podness. Send it to the crew. Let's get the word out. So we want
to make it interesting but informal.
Yeah. Long live the trades. The only way that's going to happen is we get the word out.
Yeah.
Got to get the word out. So help us out. Help us out. So so the other thing is another place we're going to put the podcast is on the Trench. So thetrench.com. So for those that haven't checked it out, the captain here run thetrench.com. It's a blue collar newsletter. So we've been running it for a while, and we're about to really amp it up. Just got brought on the deputy. So deputy's the new guy Ben. He's bringing some deep dives in. This last week we did a feature on iron workers, story of an iron worker and where he came from, what he does, how much money he makes. And that's what we're looking to showcase. So, just a little cherry on top to what we're doing here. We'll drop the episode there. It's a newsletter. It's a website. Funny videos. It's like hanging out in the smoke pen without the cancer. So, check it out. We'll put that on there as well. So. All right, we got so one thing we're gonna start hitting on here for y'all is what I like to call the school of side hustles. All right, so a lot of people got their little side hustles they do on the out there make a couple extra bucks. The reason I got I was in line the other day, getting a OSHA card. And I ran into some wild animal, and he was telling me about a pipe fitter, and on the side he sold snake venom.
So what and who? Who the hell buys snake venom?
This guy was off the rocker. He was off the rocker. He was wild, man. It was a hell of a conversation, but. He said that he, in between jobs, he didn't even have to work the whole year because on the side, his side hustle of selling snake venom at his little snake farm at the house made him enough money to where he only had to work just over half the year.
Who are you? Who is he selling snake venom? That sounds like something you sell to a fucking serial killer to slip in somebody's drink at a bar.
So we asked for doctors earlier. If we got any scientists out there, we need some answers.
Pros and cons.
Who's buying snake venom? Why are you buying it?
And how much is it to make a fella have enough money not to work?
And how much money are you making? We got to know these
things.
That's something.
I ain't never in my life. Wait a minute, doesn't snake venom? No, that's anti-venom that folks need.
But I think the anti-venom, they make the anti-venom out of the venom.
Venom, maybe, yeah. That makes a lot more sense. It better my theory of roofing somebody with snake venom.
We need
Google that shit.
Yeah. We need to. You know how all those podcasts have a guy that looks everything up for them?
Yeah, we do that shit on us.
We're gonna be doing it ourselves.
Damn, they snake venom.
So let's see. You probably hear the keyboard too.
Yeah, they heard.
That's
my
how
piss
you know
train,
we don't have somebody hired.
Hear the keys clicking.
All right, how much does snake venom cost? All right, I can't even pronounce these words.
Copperhead.
They got...
Rattlesnake.
$1 gram, $900.
A gram of snake venom.
Yep. All right, we're starting to see it now.
My other question is, how does this guy have all these poisonous-ass snakes just around?
So we've referenced the... Venomsupplies.com. So if you want to fact check us, that's where we're coming from. So we've got, these are the scientific names. So I'm going to let Richie, we got to hand off the laptop because we don't have a guy, remember? I'm going to let Richie read us off the names of the most expensive snake venoms.
Man, I probably can't even pronounce this shit.
There are.
And they're way in hell.
We got one for $3,500.
That ain't fucking English.
I think it's Spanish.
I don't know what that shit is. All right, boys. All right, look. I can't even find one I can remotely sound out. $1,500 for Oxyuranus scutellalis cani. I don't know what kind of fucking insect that come out of. All right, $3,500. And Acanthopus pyrus. I wonder what kind of... Is that a snake? Or what is that? Is that a scientific name for a snake?
I don't know. Once again, we need our scientists.
Fucking long lizard, what I'd put on all of them.
Yeah. I mean, I checked. It's not a Spanish website, so...
Notecus scutotatus. $1,445. Oh, this one here, he's a cheap-ass snake. It ain't worth much. Naja Masakabika, $250.
Yeah, $250. It must be a little gardener snake.
Yeah, this ain't worth a shit there, boy. That's probably a fucking old black racer. I think this is fucking British. I think this is not English.
British?
There's not even one name on here that I can... Crotalus adamantus. Yeah, that shit making my head hurt.
It's definitely not Latin.
No, I don't know what the fuck that shit is.
These are some wild
names.
That
looks like somebody got drunk, created that website, and just hit a bunch of fucking letters.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're referencing what's on the internet, so it's got to be a fact, right?
It's real. The internet's real.
It's
got to
be a fact. If it's on the internet, it's real.
Mm. I'm going to put Richie... We're gonna get Richie Nation to sponsor it, too. That's what we're going to... Might as well. It's about the same thing.
And for those that... haven't checked out RichieNation.com, check out RichieNation.com. That's got your hoodies. Bad day to be a tree.
Yeah. We're growing, boys. We're growing.
And growing day by day.
I don't even know what I just said. You hear that? Growing?
That's all
we're
right.
We're growing.
It works.
Yeah, it's raw.
Is that Latin?
It sounds like it was. Latin. Wait, we ain't gonna cut it out, boy. We just bloopers and all.
Yeah.
But we're growing. We got a lot more stuff coming. Got some
May
big
even,
news this year.
We're going to see if we can get a hold of some snake venom for sale on RichieNation.com.
Oh, man.
Next week.
I don't know if we can afford it. Look at them damn prices. We just looked at.
Yeah, we're going to need Monster to help out with that.
Hell yeah.
All right, so the snake names are in Latin. That was Latin.
I knew that.
That was Latin.
I know that.
I had the scientist just
I'm dumb, but
just
I ain't
texting
stupid.
Me. All right, so I had, we're going to do some as we get the guest on, we're going to do some questions. We're going to have a question of the day every time for the guest. So we're going to hit Richie with it this week.
Oh.
All right. So let's say you get one, you're headed out to the job and you're not coming back for, let's say, a month, right? Head out to the job, head on the road. You get to stop at a gas station once. You get one gas station run, unlimited of whatever you get, but you only get four items.
Oh, okay. So my gas station go-to, pretty much.
Gas station go-to. What are you going with?
First thing, I'm going with a fat-ass big blue belly wash. The zero flavored one. You know what I'm talking about? The big old.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. The big old blue Powerade Zeros. Got the white wrapper on it. It's a belly wash.
It's a belly wash?
Yeah, big blue belly wash.
Belly wash.
All right, I'm going to get a fat-ass one of the king-size Slim Jims. Better get that. A mild flavor.
Mild.
Purple bag of Doritos. And probably a can of snuff. If I already got snuff, I'm going to get a cookie and a cream Hershey bar. That's a damn adequate gas station stop.
That's an all-star combo right there.
Hey, look, you gotta eat a chip and eat a little square of the Hershey bar. I'm telling you, that shit goes together like,
Chip and Hershey bar. All right,
we're gonna test that out. It's gotta be the cookies and cream one, though.
And the belly wash.
Yeah, the big blue belly wash.
All right, so next guest, you gotta follow up that. Belly wash.
Good luck.
Hershey's, mild Slim Jim. And snuff.
Yep. Got to be Grizzly Long Cut Wintergreen. Hallie can't comprehend that. Every time she goes in there, she gets fine cut. She's like dipping sand. She said one time. That's all it takes, baby.
Yep.
I'm going to go eat some Sonic.
Sonic. We're ordering the whole menu.
Yeah.
We're going to order the whole menu.
Fuck it.
Even the Italian.
I want a 5-gallon bucket of tater tots.
What were they advertising the other day? Savor?
Savor the Flavor.
Savor the Flavor.
Yeah, apparently it's fucking Latin. Sonic's Latin.
Another Latin. Latin? Yeah. Or is it Spanish?
I don't know.
Spanish?
I don't know. What the fuck is it? British?
Yeah, British. British. Yeah.
But they had Savor the Flavor.
We may want to get a translator on this next episode.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we're getting a little deeper than we thought.
Oh, yeah, we're getting in a little deep.
Yeah. I don't think they realized that we were that smart.
Uh-uh, they didn't.
So that's a wrap on our end. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you. Have another drop next week. Thanks for Richie for making the trip down here. Thanks for y'all for listening. And Monster, don't forget about us. Yeah. We're waiting on that pallet.
Wait on that pallet. Damn, bring the whole truck. Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I ain't never did no shit like this. This is the first time, so maybe it's a little fun for y'all to listen to. But we'll get better, maybe.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Remember to help us out by sharing with some podnas, hitting that subscribe button, and I don't know, whatever else can you do, Richie? Rate it, star it.
You hit that damn jingle bell, hit the doorbell.
The jingle bell, hit the jingle bell and the doorbell.
Yeah.
Help us out.
It'll notify y'all.
Well, that's a wrap on our end.